This is Passport to Texas. The Hunger Games is a high-octane movie that keeps viewers on the edge of their seats. But that's not all. Archery plays a significant role in the film, which may have contributed to an uptick in the public's interest in the sport.
Every few years, it seems like a big movie comes out and archery is in the movie, and usually the hero is doing the archery, so that's good. Great for business, I guess.
Bernie Kessner oversees the Archery in Schools program for Parks and Wildlife. He cautions young people who've been inspired by the motion picture to seek guidance before doing any shooting.
Go to your local archery shop, find one that's nearby, and talk to them, and they'll really make sure you're getting fitted with the equipment correctly, and you could probably try different equipment, and they're the experts and can really get you started right.
In addition to safety considerations, Bernie Kessner says know the laws where you live before shooting an arrow into the air or anywhere.
If you live in town, it may be against a city ordinance or something to just walk out in your yard and shoot a bow and arrow, so you really ought to check local laws and codes and things like that. And there are safe, dedicated places to do archery, so figure out where those are. Look online, or that local archery shop will tell you.
For more information on archery, visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and works to increase shooting sports in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.